Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, so the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro. And we are back. All right, big shout out to Noral, Toyota, Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral for not only being a title sponsor, but allowing us to film at Noral Toyota. Now, a bunch of the other episodes that you've watched today, or this week, I should say, have been in a different location. We're in the brain center of Noral Toyota and the brainchild of the Mac City Morning Show with, and I don't introduce my guest, so I'll let that do himself. Who are you, sir, and what are you about?
Hi, Keith Simpson. I'm the general manager here at Noral Toyota. And as Elliot mentioned, once upon a time, about a year ago, Ellie and I were having a nice little chat in the office and chewing the fat as we have a tendency to do. And we came up with this wonderful idea about the Mac City Morning Show to help promote local businesses and people in the community that strive to make a difference and make Fort McMurray what it is today.
That's right. And this is your office.
This is more than my office. This is my home.
That's right. This is where you feel the most comfortable.
Buddy. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's why I was like, you know what? Like, we're all about making the guests feel comfortable. The set has been designed for that.
Right.
But there is no better place I felt for you than your office to make you feel super at home.
Super at home.
Yeah.
Super.
So my first question, we're just going to dive into it because it's on your desk and I don't think anybody knows about this.
No.
I think this might be it.
Yeah, this will be the big reveal.
You guys have something coming up that you've been working on it for a while. What is it? Let everybody know, please.
Well, Fort McMurray, as you know, this is a very thriving, busy, busy community, and it gives me great pleasure to announce that Noral Toyota will be moving. We're in the midst right now of building a brand new Toyota dealership downtown. That dealership is going to be absolutely state of the art. It's going to be fabulous. It's going to be a new addition to the downtown community. We're actually going to be building a LEED building. For people that don't know, that's an environmentally friendly building. We're going to be adding three drive-through service departments. We're going to be having a quick lane. In addition to that, we're going to be able to offer our customers a lot bigger variety and a wider spectrum of services.
Right.
In essence, what we're trying to do is become your one-stop shopping automotive dealer here in Fort McMurray. So we're quite excited. We've been working on this project for, probably about a year and a half now. And we finally got our building permits from the city. That was a huge victory for us. We're working with a bunch of the builders and some of the local people here in the community, which will be doing our contractors, HVAC, electrical, plumbing, all that kind of great stuff. I'm really excited to work with a lot of local guys around here.
That's right.
And I know a lot of the local companies here are pretty excited about this project now.
No doubt.
Think it brings a whole new dynamic to Fort McMurray, and it's certainly going to change the image of the downtown core, which I think is very important. So it's okay with you guys. I don't have too many pictures yet. However, this is going to be our new dealership, guys. Like I said, two levels, 20,000 square feet. I'm absolutely excited to present this to everybody. We're going to be building this right downtown off of McDonald and Morrison Street. And like I said, I absolutely can't wait to get this project started. We're hoping to crack ground here probably in the next month, month and a half.
Wow.
And you know what? It's just going to be bigger and better for all our Toyota customers and our existing customers. Of course, like I said, we're going to be offering a whole bunch of new services. We're going to be going extremely high tech with this. So a lot of things will be able to be done online to make everybody's life a lot more convenient, a lot simpler. And like I said, one-stop shopping, buddy. We're going to be doing it all in a state-of-the-art, brand-new facility.
And I think, like, obviously, there's a lot to be excited about it. But the one thing that I think Fort McMurray has struggled with, you always hear about it, is like, oh, the downtown core this, the downtown core that. This, in my opinion, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the first major project of downtown in a real long time that's gonna really bring something new, something exciting, a draw to come downtown, and for the downtown not to look like how it looks, something new.
Right.
And it's like in the heart of downtown, historical 100%. Landmark where the Ford Theater used to be.
Right. So what we're going to be doing now, like I said, the new dealership is going to be adjacent to our old building, which we're going to turn into a brand new service facility as well. Okay. Once again, to provide more services to our customers. Mm-hmm. But we're building this thing right across the street from the new park that's being built downtown,
right.
Beside the old A&W building.
That's right.
So it's going to be really spectacular. We're going to have a brand new park there for people to enjoy.
Yeah.
Right across, like I said, brand spanking new big shiny dealership.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's really going to change the image and the attitude of people in the downtown core.
Right.
It might, you know, might promote some of the other business owners to elevate their look and their image as well. So we're certainly very excited about it.
Yeah, that's cool, man. So we've asked one question kind of consistently on the show right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you as well. As far as Toyotas are concerned,
mm-hmm.
if you could drive any Toyota.
Me?
Of any Toyota.
Yes.
Of any year, any make, any model.
Right.
What would be your Toyota that you'd be driving?
Well, you've known me for a long time, so I think you could probably answer that question yourself.
Yeah.
I'm a Tundra guy through and through.
That's right.
As Elliot knows, I'm kind of an outdoor enthusiast. I love my snowmobile and my motocross and my going out in the boat and hanging out with the kids and going to the lake and all that kind of good
right.
stuff. So for me, the Tundra is the ultimate answer.
Okay.
We have a new,
the new one. You want the new one.
So we have a new Tundra hybrid
right.
Called a Capstone Edition that's coming, which is going to be the ultimate luxury truck, probably the most luxurious truck that's ever been built.
Okay.
And we haven't seen one yet, so we're expecting them here in the next few months. But certainly for me, Tundra, Capstone, hybrid, all the way.
I got a question about this hybrid thing
right.
for you. Did you ever think, like when I heard about hybrids coming out and actually like it was the original Toyota was one of the first ones. They were called
the Prius.
Yeah. Right? Did you think that it would have moved all the way up to your heavy vehicles like a 4Runner and a truck? Like
semi-trailers.
I mean, obviously, as we all know right now, you know, with the economy and the price of gas and everything that's going through the roof, this has become a very hot topic and a very hot subject with a lot of people. Did I ever think it was going to come to a commercial size vehicle? No.
Yeah.
Certainly, I think the writing was on the wall that, you know, whether it be a hybrid or an electric vehicle or a plug-in like our RAV4 Prime, whether it be a Prius that everybody likes to tease, the old Prius jokes.
Yeah.
But you know what? They certainly have a place in the market right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, you know, Toyota is completely dominating as far as technology is concerned. They're on the leading edge of technology when it comes to hybrids, when it comes to plug-ins. We'll see how the plug-in thing works in the future, but certainly I think hybrids are the wave of the future. You know, obviously if we're putting them in trucks and things like that,
that's right.
It's gonna appeal to a very much broader range of people.
Right.
So you know, like a guy like myself, I wouldn't buy a Prius because I wouldn't use it. However, the thought of having a full-size truck, you know, with 450 horsepower and 550 foot-pounds of torque,
that's right.
That's an electric hybrid vehicle, certainly is very intriguing.
Yeah, it's nuts because like, the Prius, I remember when they came out, and I actually looked to buy one for a little bit, for a second there, but didn't work out. You know, I love my 4Runners, but I would have never have thought that they would have went into trucks.
No.
And even some sports cars now, like some high-performance sports cars.
Oh, of course. I mean, you start looking like at the new Tesla, and I know everybody talks about Tesla and all this kind of good stuff, but, you know, once again, you know, as far as technology is concerned, they're on the upper echelon technology in the new vehicles.
That's right.
You know, Toyota's looking at things from a lot of different perspectives as well. We have a new vehicle coming next year called the Mirai, and it is a hydrogen vehicle. So as you would know from your high school chemistry days, you went to school, Elliot, that when we burn hydrogen, the only emission we get out of that is pure water.
Right.
So that vehicle is actually released in Ontario this year.
Really?
And we expect it to go nationwide next year.
Okay.
And cool. it's just another form of transportation we can look at, obviously, that's environmentally friendly, you know, and so that marketplace significantly is getting much larger.
That's right. Now there's, Tanner has the questions, he just texted me.
Uh-oh.
He's not here today though, he's outside looking at cars, I think. He doesn't have a driver's license, but he might be.
No test drives allowed?
No test drives for this guy. But but before I get into his questions, I want to talk to you about this one vehicle that you have, and it's a new model, it's your van.
The Sienna.
Because I, like, for the people watching at home, I test drove all of the vehicles two years ago to see which one I was going to purchase.
Right.
And I ended up getting the 4Runner, and you called it. You even called the color, for goodness sakes, of what I was going to end up getting. But it was really close between that and the van. Like, I love vans. Like, and the Toyota vans, like, I had the Privia back in the day that I crashed into the bridge. But tell me, because this, the features and what's happening with the newer van are crazy to me.
Well, I mean, the new Sienna, I mean, there's not another manufacturer in Canada or in the world, as far as I'm concerned, that makes a minivan that is anywhere near the quality and the technology level that the Sienna is.
Mm-hmm.
So the Sienna now is available in an all-wheel drive hybrid.
Right.
Multiple different trim levels and things, depending on, you know, your budget and what you want for options and accessories. But I know all the ladies out there, nobody wants to be the minivan mom, but...
Which blows my mind. Be that mom.
Yeah. With the usability and the flexibility and the convenience of the new van. And the new vans don't look like the vans of old. I mean,
no.
The technology and the styling has really laid way more to an SUV type of look.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly the flexibility of a van in a hybrid, in an all-wheel drive, checks a ton of boxes.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, convenience.
Yeah.
And, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Just as a little interject there, we also just did a deal with a family here in town whose son, unfortunately, is going to be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. And we managed to get him a new Sienna hybrid all-wheel drive with a wheel lift, which we're anticipating is going to show up next week. And we're quite excited to be able to help this family out and help improve their lifestyle.
Cool. Yeah. Very cool. I can't wait to check out that one.
Yeah.
Now, we got to move on to Tanner's segment called the Max City Minute.
Oh, Tanner.
So get ready for the questions. You've done this once before, but before we get started with them, we got to give a big shout out to McMurray Denture Center for sponsoring this segment. They're actually right down the street from you. They're your neighbors. Listen, if you played hockey, you got some teeth missing.
Right.
This is the place to go. They'll clean you up. So thank you for sponsoring the segment. Your first Max City Minute question is, what is the most interesting new or pre-owned car you've seen roll through the dealership?
Oh, buddy, we've got so many cool cars that come through here.
Yeah.
You know, we got a lot of people in McMurray, fortunately, they have a little bit of disposable income.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of my personal favorites, one of our good customers has the new Lexus LC500. Mm-hmm. Fabulous car, sport touring car, magnificent. Of course, me going back to my grassroots, the new Toyota Supra.
Yeah.
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 It's a bomb.
It's crazy.
It's the bomb.
That, like, the one thing about that vehicle which blew my mind was like how much time and effort has to go into just get it running.
Oh.
Like for you guys had, like, I was watching it.
Right.
It took hours for you guys to like calibrate this and go through, like, it was
super high-tech car.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
That was cool.
Barrel of fun.
What is the most wild story you have from selling a car?
Oh my God. I have no idea how to even answer that. I've been doing this 26 years, Elliot.
Hey, blame Tanner.
Tanner,
yeah.
I'm not answering that.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay, moving on. Yeah, too many. Like, and some of those stories might not be PG. What is your favorite part of being part of the reveal of the downtown location?
Revival. Pride.
Oh, Revival. Yeah.
Yeah, the revival of the downtown community to me kind of has a special place in our heart, obviously, with the new dealership and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I can't understate how excited I am for us to elevate our service and to move into this brand new shiny facility. And I'm very proud to be a part of that.
That's right. Now, another thing here, that's dovetailing into the next question. What does being part of the Norrell Toyota family mean to you?
Elliot, as you know, family is probably one of the most important things in the world, and as it is to me, and I certainly know your whole family.
Yep.
Nimmer Najmadi, and the owner of Norrell Toyota, brought me on almost 27 years ago, and even though he is my employer, he is in my world family.
Yeah.
The whole dealership here, the reason I think we do so many great things down at the store and we have such wonderful service is because we are a family here. Every single employee cares about all of our clients, all of our customers, regardless of the size of the job or the size of the purchase.
Yeah.
It's very family orientated, and I'm very blessed to have been worked with Nimmer for the last 27 years.
There you go. And your last question is, as far as a Tundra is concerned, give me a story of a time a Tundra got you out of a bind.
When wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Hey?
all the time.
Best truck on the planet, yeah. Baby.
They really are.
Yes.
It's like in regards to like when I was test driving those vehicles, I'm not a truck guy. I love my 4Runners.
Right.
If we ever find an affordable FJ, Land Cruiser, old school, I'll migrate to that. But when I was test driving the vehicles, I was shocked with the capabilities that the Tundra had. And
it's crazy.
The size of them.
Yeah. Well, I know, like, heaven forbid we get the big snowstorm in April this year. But if you recall about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago,
right.
We had a huge dump of snow in April. And I mean, it was 2 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I remember really clearly is I live in Timberley, in the older section of Timberley. And of course, the roads weren't plowed on a side street and things like And we got up in the morning, 2 feet of snow on the ground. And the only truck that was going up and down that street was my Tundra.
It was your Tundra.
And not only did I drag 4 or 5 of my good neighbors down the street to the main road where they could get to work and things like that. It was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, making a path for everybody.
Everybody else,
Because this Tundra was doing things that nobody else was doing.
That's
it was the only truck moving.
That's right.
And I'll never forget, all my neighbors were so thankful and go, oh my God, thank God for your truck, thank God for your truck, you know.
So I got a question about like old school used vehicles now. Like what's going on in that market here?
What do you mean old school?
Like if classic vehicles, even used vehicles right now.
Everything.
Like, talk about this industry for me because you're in this industry.
Yeah.
I grew up in Toyota. Like my dad used to literally take us up to the Gregor location.
Right.
He would be talking to you and Nimmer and me and Alistair and Alicia would be sitting there eating sugar cubes for hours.
Right.
And so I know a little bit about the industry just because I've spent a lot of time around it, but I have never seen anything like this when it comes to the cost and the scarcity of not just new vehicles, but even the used vehicle market. So like what's happening with that?
Well, I mean, it's really easy to understand when you break it down. So everything in the used vehicle market is a reflection of the new vehicle market.
Mm-hmm.
And as everybody knows right now, there's a huge, huge shortage on a lot of different products and a lot of things that contribute to building a vehicle.
Right.
So Toyota, unfortunately, hasn't been omitted from this problem.
Right.
Doesn't matter right now, unfortunately, if you're looking at a Ford, a GM, a Honda, or whatever the case may be, there's a definitive shortage of parts and availability to build the new cars.
Mm-hmm.
As it stands right now, we would normally keep 100 to 150 new vehicles on ground at any given time.
Right.
You know, people come in, yeah, I like this, we make a deal, they drive the car home.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right now, some of our vehicles are anywhere from about a 6 month to a 12 month waiting list, depending on the product that they're interested in.
Wow.
Unfortunately, because of that, and because this is a national crisis, if you would. It's not like you can go to Edmonton and buy something that we don't have on the lot. It's not like you can get one from BC. This is a North American problem.
Right.
Being it that the US market is so much stronger than the Canadian market, now unfortunately we have a lot of people buying new vehicles and shipping in the States for profit.
Oh wow.
So that's compounding the problem as well.
Right.
So with the lack of availability, with the long waiting list, and with the exports that people are doing right now, unfortunately it's created a very, very big shortage of new vehicle inventory. A lot of people obviously are pretty patient and willing to wait for their new cars, you know, like a guy like you that is a Toyota loyal vehicle. He would have no problem waiting 6 months for a new 4Runner. However, not everybody's like that. So as a result of that, because of the lack of availability in new vehicles, the used car market has been significantly elevated. And it comes strictly down to a supply demand factor.
Right.
If you can't get a new one, but you can buy a 2-year-old one with extremely low mileage, it may become a consideration. Therefore, a lot of people are transitioning from the new car sales market into the used.
Right.
But, you know, that only lasts for so long before those, you know, premium type of used vehicles start to diminish as well.
That's right.
So I know for a fact, like, I speak to some of the other guys here in town, even though they're our competitors, we all work together collectively, you know, and they're having some struggles as well.
Yeah.
Wow. So
it's crazy. It's nuts.
Yeah. A lot of factory orders.
Yeah. So you're telling me like my new 4Runner that's like a year and a half, 2 years old.
Diamond in the rough, baby.
Yeah.
Not only does Toyota have some of the best resale value of any product out there, given the current situation of the market, your 4Runner may as well be made out of gold.
Okay. To hear that. We'll talk off. We'll talk when the camera turns off. Anyways, Keith, thank you so much for sitting down chatting. Really excited about your news.
Thank you
for sponsoring the show. Thank you for allowing us to film in your office. Before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the lights, the camera. Have fun.
Well, all I can say is, everybody, you know, I look forward to everybody in Fort McMurray coming down and checking out the new dealership once we finally have it open. We'll be doing a big, fancy grand opening. I'm sure we'll have Elliot there.
You.
And you know what? Come on down and we can show you all the services that we'll be able to offer. And I assure you, we'll bend over backwards during your business every single time.
There we go. All right. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, thank you for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. Big shout out to our sponsors today, Noral Toyota, as well as McMurray Denture Center. Thank you very much. I hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.